Hi, it's Tiff. Thank you so much for joining us in this episode, episode 3, which is part 2 of the series Design and Mental Health. So if you haven't checked out part 1, kindly do yourself a favor and go back and check out the introduction, which is kind of like what gives birth to this part. So yeah, it would be a good thing as we dive into part 2. First of all, I want to say that mental health is important to you and me as a designer. Whether you want to ignore it or not, being mentally healthy doesn't necessarily mean or doesn't directly translate into you not being mentally ill. If I can expound on this, you may not be diagnosed with a mental illness, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have to lax in your mental health. Just the same way in your physical state, you work out and eat healthy, or in your social state, you interact with people and learn more about their personalities, is the same way you need to put in work in growing yourself mentally. That being said, I'll be discussing from a personal point of view my mental health struggles and how I'm dealing with them. First of all, I'll touch on imposter syndrome. This is something you can't really ignore. The feeling of you not being enough or doing enough to have a seat at the table, but I'm slowly training myself into believing that I am worthy, I am smart, I am unique, I'm amazing, and my point of view matters, my perspective matters. I deserve a seat at the table. I deserve to be a team member, and I deserve that job because I'm unique. In essence, me being me is one of the things that makes me stand out in this life, if I can say that. And in terms of work, I know I may not be the most skilled, but I have something to offer. Something unique, something amazing, something out of this world, something only I can offer. And slowly training myself to believe that I'm not there yet, but I'm slowly getting there. And one of the tricks I use is to get out of my head and into the art of creating something in front of me. So when I don't feel I'm enough, I get outside my head and I just create designs. Yeah. Something else is that transitioning into design personally has not been easy for me. I'll take this from three stances. The first is that the Kenyan system has been designed in such a way that once you get trained, formal training in a specific skill or field of knowledge, you are expected to get employment or create employment around that skill or that knowledge. And as you know, design isn't really offered in our public institutions. And there's no course like whatsoever in our public institutions with the word design, like product design in it. There may be in maybe engineering, but if you're talking digital product design, there's nothing like that. So that's a challenge which I hope our country will catch up on and offer courses in product design. And also, if you want to, like, for me, I have had no other alternative but to, like, literally piece tutorials and free trainings and free webinars so as to learn and to reach where I've reached. And the access is really a problem because if you want to learn digital product design in Kenya, you'll have to pay some big bucks to make that dream come true. And the support, in sense that the communities meetups, boot camps, scholarships, they're not there. Like, I can literally count the number of groups on product design at the palm of my hand, and that's really wanting. And that's a challenge, considering you are transitioning and there's no Kenyan perspective on product design. It's a problem. And something else, the expectation of you graduating and getting a job, not just from yourself, because you've planned yourself in such a way that, okay, I'm going to get this degree, get a job, settle in, maybe move out, invest in my education, get my ACCA, get a post-grad, master's, heck, even a PhD. And maybe I'll settle in, get someone special, get married, get kids, work for that promotion, another promotion, maybe open my business. Then let me think of retirement. And then maybe now let me think of dying. Okay, I don't know why I went too far. But anyways, this structure is certainly disrupted. And now what you know is not what is, if I can say that. And it's really hard in the sense that you lack support and you're doing this on your own. You know that you're alone mentally, and it takes a toll on you because people don't understand what you're doing and people don't understand what you love. As you know, product design is still growing in the country. Not many people know what it's all about. And these expectations from not just from yourself but from other people, and you being jobless for all these years because I've applied for jobs but they didn't really come. I got very few interviews and I was never really accepted into those companies. And it takes a toll on you emotionally. Yeah. Another dimension, other than the fact that there's lack of access to the design knowledge you need and also the lack of support, there's also you starting from the ground up. Like, I graduated in 2018, so I have to start from ground zero all over again from what is design. And I feel like I've wasted 3 years of my life, and there's no way I can get them back. And those 3 years, I'm jobless, I'm unemployed, and it's something that just haunts you and taunts you every day. Not just in you, but other people echo it back. You're a graduate. Heck, you're a graduate with honors, and you're unemployed. Do you really want to stay in your parents' house for the rest of your life? Or you like that kind of life? Like, that point of view, that way of thinking, it really puts you down. Because there's this way of thinking that you have everything figured out, and it's not necessarily that way. So that way of transition, learning, getting back that time, you can't get back that time. But what you can do is forge forward and work hard and get people to talk to open up to. Those people who have already gone through what you have. It may be mentors, it may be a community, a group of people who have the same interests and have gone through the same struggles as you have. And they may be able to help you. I have been fortunate enough to join a community of which I am a leader in, Chapa Freak. And I've been able to interact with people, not just from my country, but other countries in Africa who have gone through what I have gone through. And they've been able to advise me and to help me and to give me support and to cheer me on so that I cannot give up. And I think we all need that. And if you have already transitioned, look inside yourself and see if you still have those scars of regret, of pain, if you're harboring anger or some form of resentment towards those people who did not believe in you, you need to look inside you and you have to put the work to forgive those people and to forgive yourself and to be patient enough with yourself and to forge on and envision and make goals and make your dreams come true. It's not the end of the world, and you might also have people to mentor below you, and you can also ask other people to help you overcome those negative feelings within you. Because once, if you don't deal with them immediately, if you don't address them and acknowledge them, they'll keep on growing and it will not be really good, if I can say that. Something else, another issue, mental health struggle, is rejection. Recently, my designs got rejected. It was for a brand. I was doing a brand identity task related project, and it really broke my heart because the feedback I was given wasn't really in the kindest of tones, if I can put it that way, and it really broke my heart. And it wasn't just because I wasn't able to deliver, but it was a really weird project, if I can put it. But nonetheless, the rejection really got me down. It really got me down in the sense that I took off my design cap. I left my design community for a brief time. I also left socials for a brief time. And each time I would pass through the supermarkets and see products of that nature, I would feel sad because I imagined and it played in my head over and over again that what I designed would be on the shelf and it isn't there because it wasn't good enough. But I talked to a friend about it and the friend told me that I need to dissociate my emotions from my work, in the sense that when I'm given criticism or negative feedback, or feedback which isn't in the kindest of tones, because it's gonna happen more than once, I need to separate my emotions from it and to take it with a pinch of salt and just move on if it doesn't work out, and if I'm able to iterate accordingly. And not everyone will be kind enough to give you feedback in the softest or the most appropriate or respectable tones, and your work may not be liked by everyone, but I hope you like your own work and treasure your own interpretation of the problem you were given to solve. And I hope that you'll be able to understand that when you're given feedback or you're told something that is negative about your work, it doesn't necessarily mean it's you. It's just a piece of work. It's not you. You are not your work. As much as you put your heart, your body, your soul into whatever project you're designing, it doesn't necessarily mean it's you. It's part of you, but it's not you. I hope I've driven that point home. Something else, another struggle, is more on disappointment and discouragement. This road is hard and this road is lonely. And sometimes, from a personal point of view, like for me, I'm in a farm and I don't really have many friends I can open up to physically. The only friends, friends in the manner of just people I could talk to and who could talk to me, are very far away from me. Social media helps. Otherwise, like physically, I guess I'm just taking the time to be alone. I had no option, but taking the time to be alone and to grow inwardly. to form new habits, to form new mindsets, and to work on me, the in me, if I can say that. And sometimes a lot of disappointments will come your way. People will not come through the way you thought they would. Projects will not come through the way you would. Feedback and also results of various things, whether it's a job interview or a test. And you will feel a tad of disappointment and you'll feel like giving up along the way. But you can't. You have to remember why you started designing in the first place. You have to start being grateful for who you are and what you have and why you're here and why you're doing what you're doing, and remembering that every day is a new day, that the day you are in might be a hard one, but you have to get through it so that you can have a new day where you can forge through and not give up. So it's not an easy road, but it's worthwhile because you're making a difference, not just in your own life, but in other people's lives. That's what I can say about disappointment and discourage. You just have to take heart, take a beep if you need to, then move forward. Then something else I'd like to talk about is burnout. This industry, I don't know why, but we are overwhelmed with so much work and it can get out of hand, and you may think that you have the energy and the concentration and you just pour yourself into that piece of work, that project, and lose yourself, and it will reach a point where your body will fight back and it will need and cry for its rest. So I hope you won't reach that point, and if you have, just take a beep. And if you haven't, take a beep once in a while, disconnect from your screen and engage with people or go into places of nature and interact with nature. Whatever you fancy, just take time off. Do everything in moderation. Rest in moderation, work in moderation, play in moderation. Yeah. Something else I wanted to mention is on self-esteem. This is something we struggle with. I still struggle with, maybe you don't, but I do. I battle with low self-esteem and I'm slowly getting there. There are also other issues of self-depreciation where you feel like you need to put yourself down because you feel unworthy. You feel like you do not deserve good things that this life gives because you're not worthy of them. When someone gives you a compliment and calls you out for being such a great person or doing such a great thing, you feel like you're not worthy of the compliment and you feel like it's addressed to the wrong person or it's that person mocking you. And that's me trying to say that it's okay, first of all, to acknowledge and accept that in yourself, then work towards changing that and working on that mindset so that you can feel worthy again, because you are worthy, you're amazing. You don't need me telling you that. You should know by now that you're amazing, and if you needed a reminder, that's the reminder. You're an amazing human being and you don't need to feel worthless. You are of more worth than, I don't even know how to put it, you are worthy. So don't feel the need of putting yourself down. Something else I wanted to explain or to iterate is that there are some struggles that you may need help with, and I think I'll just mention or share with you some of the signs. And before I share with you those signs, you may be struggling with things like jealousy, anxiety, depression, not depression, yeah, depression. Those are some of the things I think you'll need to talk with someone and seek for help, maybe from a friend or a counselor, to help you navigate that space. Yes, and these are the signs I'm going to read for you. If you are experiencing one, or you know a fellow designer experiencing some of these signs, reach out to them and help them get professional help from either counselors or psychologists or psychiatrists, but medical help nonetheless, because they've been equipped with skills and they've been trained to handle such issues. So number one, if you notice these signs, such as thoughts of suicide and dying, of being or being preoccupied with death, confusion, forgetting things, making small mistakes, careless mistakes, if you have reduced productivity or energy to do even the everyday basic tasks such as grooming or showering, or if you have unexplained fatigue, if you have regression to old habits and behaviors that had been outgrown, if you have a change in mood that remains consistent over a period of time. Also, you may become irritable, angrier, snap at people, or experience sadness, or be high in spirits, like unexplained high in spirits, and it persists, you need to seek for help. Or if you have a frequency of doing things you love reducing, like if you love hiking or you love designing and all of a sudden you don't want to any longer, and the things you used to find pleasure in no longer pleases you, you need to talk to someone about it. And if you know someone, or if your space becomes dirty, disorganized, and you're not doing much to clean it up, yeah, you should think of reaching for help. And something else, if you're having a considerable reduction or increase in appetite, which results in weight, in changes of weight, or you have a change in sleeping patterns, you either oversleep or sleep very little, or you don't get the sleep at all. And in some instances, you may not feel the need to sleep. You definitely need to reach out to someone in the medical field, be it a psychologist, to help you out in that area. And if you feel hopeless and helpless and you can't see any future which is bright in your eyes, you're not seeing anything ahead, kindly reach out to someone and talk with them. And also, if you isolate yourself from friends, family, and avoid conversation, that's a telltale of something serious. Please reach out for help. Find the strength to do so. And if you have been using substances and there's an increase, an unusual increase in the uptake, or if you've been sober for some time, or if you've never done substance use and you suddenly do it in an unusual amount, please seek for help. So these are just some of the signs. I'm definitely not a mental health practitioner, but these are just telltales, signs that you need to seek for help. Please do so. You can ask a trusted friend, trusted colleague, a trusted counselor, whoever you need to reach out to, because as I said, as designers, our mental health is really important. We need to be striving towards having the best mental health so that we can be the best versions of designers this world has to offer. So I think I'll stop at that, because we have to stop at that for now, because in our next episode, we'll be having someone from the mental health industry, a mental health advocate, who will be helping us with some of the issues we go through and maybe give us tactics and strategies on how we need to deal with them. So I'll just say thanks for joining me, and I'll have to add that you can reach me through my email. And also, a final plea for you to join either a group, a design community, something where you're not alone in this life. Someone, a place where people are going through what you're going through, not just from a career perspective, but also from a mental health perspective, so that we can help each other as designers and grow and see each other to become the best we know we can be. So thank you and have a good one.